You're listening to The Plumbing Sales Coach, where we give companies the strategies and skills to create a massive customer following. Fresh. Thank you for making us part of Spotify's top 10% most shared and followed podcast. And now, your host, Chris.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Fresh Approach. I'm your host, CF, the Plumbing Sales Coach, and today we're going to talk about how putting in the work is the magic sauce. Sometimes we get lost in that, and I'm going to really dive into how bad plans beat good plans all the time, meaning there are groups of people who have terrible ideas and terrible plans. The pet rock, the chia pet. May I go on? Crocs, so many others that are out there, and they have really bad plans that are extremely successful, and they outrank, they outproduce, they outpace good plans. And why does that happen? What's the secret there? Because when we figure that out, a lot of times we'll find that in our business, we are diving into this idea of perfection. We are diving into this idea of dialing it in. And paralysis analysis means that we basically get stuck analyzing our business day in and day out and never actually taking the action, actually never putting in the work to get things done. Today, we're going to talk about some key things that you have to do inside your business, your service plumbing business specifically, as it relates to running calls inside of a homeowner. Home or inside of a business's business where the end user is paying for the experience, meaning the person paying for the service is receiving the service. That is what service plumbing is all about. And providing that service requires to give somebody an experience, meaning that not only are we going to go in and provide this service to somebody and correct their problem and take care of their issue, we're also going to put them in a position to enjoy the process, to be able to appreciate the process, to be able to respect the process. And we talk about that all the time. But in order to do that, you got to get some things dialed in. There's some things you have to have, some processes. There's some key components to your business that have to be figured out. And in day one, they're not figured out. In fact, day one, you're the one doing everything. A lot of times I talk to owners who are one-man trucks, one-man shops, and they say, Chris, I'm wearing 35 hats. I'm doing 35 jobs. I'm doing everything. I'm answering the phone. I'm running the calls. I talk to other company owners who have, you know, we work with some large corporations, one that does 50, 60 million a year. They've got different problems. We've got a few in the program that are 10, 20 million a year. They have different problems. We have some companies that have scaled from 1 million to 5 million. They have different problems. They had different problems. Now they have new problems. But at the end of the day, it always comes back to processes and how do we get this thing to run on its own and how do we get this thing to produce a consistent result? Meaning when I was out in the field, when I took the calls, when I ran the call, when I sold it, when I did it, it was always top notch. It was always premium. But now that I've hired people, it's diluted. We've lost some of that. And how do we get that back consistently? And we're going to talk about putting in the work because a lot of you get lost in figuring it out and you never do. You know, I'm not smart enough to figure it all out the first time. In fact, I've never had a plan that works. I would argue that no one's ever had a plan that works. In fact, if someone tells you their plan worked, they're lying. There was an adjustment. There was a correction. There was an improvement along the way. Mike Tyson says it best. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth because we get shook, right? Our great plan doesn't work. We get to step one, step two, step three, and something breaks apart, something falls apart, and all of a sudden it shakes us. It rocks our world. It didn't work out the way we were expecting or we anticipated, so we're more cautious. We're more careful. Not me. In fact, a lot of people always say, Chris, how'd you have all this success? And I'm like, honestly, I just had a ton of failure. It was just a lot of failure. Maybe I was smart enough to not repeat some of the same mistakes, but I made all the mistakes. I made them all, and I've built multiple seven-figure businesses, and I've repeated some of the mistakes, if you catch what I'm saying. But I always moved forward. I always pressed on. You know, 3 years ago with the plumbing sales coach, with the current company that we do now here, you know, obviously I came out of the field, came out of running a plumbing company, and now we teach companies, and I travel around to all these different plumbing companies and do all this different stuff. And so the last 4 or 5 years, you know, we've been doing this, we've been trying to figure out our own business. Like, I know how to run a service plumbing company, but how to run a podcast and how to run social media stuff and all, that was not my wheelhouse. My wheelhouse was entrepreneurship, running businesses. And so I've been trying to figure this out, And each year we've had a word of focus. A couple years back was exposure. And all of a sudden you might've seen us everywhere. We were doing TikTok videos. We were doing Instagram, everything. We're just getting exposure. And once we started to learn and dial that in, we made a lot of mistakes. Okay. We got some videos that went viral and we have some videos that didn't. In fact, almost all of them didn't. We've got some videos that have 27 views. Family members. And then we've got other videos that go 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, 10,000, 20, you know, just all of a sudden it's like, who's watching this? Everyone's watching this. It's crazy. And so, you know, we had to put the work in. We had to post all those videos. So we did exposure. We just kept messing up, but we kept moving forward, kept learning. The second year, or the next year after that, we focused on the product. This was this last year. This last year, we took our group coaching, all of our owners that were in our master's level, and we broke it into individual groups. So now we have level one, level two, level three. We roadmapped it out. Hey, these are the things you got to get dialed in, like some scheduling processes we teach, some price book processes we teach, some the way you run the call option. Building options, taking pictures for your software, time off policies, like all this stuff that you have to do as a business owner. We kind of laid it out step by step and created a roadmap, and then people moved through the levels. So now we have these levels. Well, as we were doing that, and now we're impacting the product as far as the technicians go, improving the tech trainings and how we do that, we realized that a software was needed for the techs, a diagnosing and options building software. So that's releasing in February, but we just got that finished. That just finished December 1st. It's in beta phase. The clients that are in our level four are kind of testing it out for us right now, and then we're going to release it to level three. By the time you hear this podcast, it'll probably be January or so, and you'll be hearing this, and well, it's probably going to already be released to level three. In fact, you might hear it, and this might already be live. You go to software.plumbingsalescoach.com and find out, but this might already be live at this point by the time you hear this. But anyways, we've got the software, so we dialed that in. Now next year, we're going to focus on growth, okay, on revenue, on sales. We're gonna push this product out. We're going to go hard in the paint. Okay, we're going to put in the work. And so right now in my offices, we're doing a temporary trial run. We're this is pre-Christmas here. We're a couple weeks out from Christmas at the time of this recording. And so we're in our offices doing a pre-run. Come January, we're going to build out a full-on sales team and start educating the marketplace on this software that we have and this training that we're doing. We're dialing it in. Look, I had to make thousands of mistakes. You know, podcasts that sucked and you're like, well, this one sucks. Okay, maybe. We're just trying to get better. But if you were one of the first people that used to watch the show back in the day, you'll notice the cameras improved, the mics improved, the audio improved. We're putting in the work. We're getting better every day. We're trying to. That's what we want for you. That's what you need to do. You got to put the work in. So how do we do that? Well, the first step is we have to have some processes in place. That's number one. We got to start putting processes in place. Everybody uses the word processes. What are processes? We have some very dialed in processes that we teach our owners. But if you're trying to figure it out on your own, if you're out there and you're like, I don't have any money to invest in coaching. I don't have any money to invest in training. I can't even buy a book. Like I'm broke as a joke. It is what it is. Cash flow is tight, whatever. Then I start looking at it like this. What am I doing in my business that's eating up most of my time? And how can I automate that? That's step one. Okay, so then I hire someone. So for example, let's say, well, I'm on the phones a lot. Like I'm plumbing, I'm selling, I'm on the phones a lot. So a lot of things that we teach the first plumbing business owner to do is get off the phone. Get a CSR in place. Okay. So really we teach them how to convert better. This is business 101, right? Maximize the revenue opportunity you already have and then grow that. And so it's not like, let's go get more leads when we don't know how to do anything with them. No, let's maximize what we're doing. Let's figure out how to take these leads from they're just a prospect to a conversion. And let's master that and give people a great experience. And then we'll add to that, right? It's kind of like that. So you get a CSR in place and that frees you up off the phones. Now you can focus on your customer and the calls can get booked out. And then eventually you can create enough revenue to not only pay for that CSR, but maybe add another truck and so forth. And so on, you start growing and building. And you start putting processes in place to make sure your trucks don't get damaged, to make sure your customers' yards don't get screwed up, their houses don't get screwed up, so their driveways don't get, so you might put a process in place like don't park in the driveway. Or you start putting these processes in place. What are the big problems in your business that are keeping you from growing, and how can you automate that? How can you put a process in place to automate that? Like, for example, we see constantly in lead generation and marketing with SEO and pay-per-click and Google local services, and all, we see waves. You know, one day 100 times the phone rings, one day only 25 times the phone rings. And we see those tsunamis come in sometimes or droughts of calls. And we got to have a schedule strategy process because we got to try to even out high tide and low tide so it's more consistent. So we have a process for that. We realize that every day at any time an emergency can come in. And we also realize that the non-emergency customer is just as important as the emergency customer, especially when they've taken time off from work so we can come out there today from 2 to 4. And just because a leaking water heater comes in at 1:30, we didn't move the 2 to 4 client, but just book everything and just start moving people and like, oh, well, too bad you took your time off. We'll get to you another time because you're not important to us. That's not the right way to go. So you create a process to get smart about that and actually dive in with a service mindset. There'll be a lot of coaches out there that tell you just book every call because they've never really taken the time to think about it from the customer's perspective. They don't really care. They could care. It's a money. It's they're generating money. They're making money. Money, 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 money. Grant Cardone, you know who you are. Okay, money producers. And that's wonderful. That's a way of life. It's not my way of life. I want to make impact in someone's life. I want to provide a service. I want to be a positive. I want to be a positive in their life. Okay, so you create a scheduling strategy that allows room for everybody. We turned the schedule into two schedules. Yeah, look, this is the stuff we teach because this is the stuff we learned as I ran a plumbing company back in the day. This is exactly what I experienced. This is exactly what we changed. These are the processes we tweaked because we realized another big one I get a lot of heat on is on-call. I'm not an on-call person. Some of you are like, yeah, but I got like, you know, 50 trucks and 100 and I got customers everywhere and I hear all the excuses, but I've watched companies with 30, 40, 50 employees, tons of customers. I've watched them turn on-call off with our process and it works. Now, look, a lot of you be like, oh, so you just leave your customer stranded? No. No, that's not what I'm saying. But I am saying this. If I'm a doctor and you have a fever and it's Saturday night, you can wait till Monday. But if you decide to go to the emergency room, that's fine. I'm not going to be in an emergency room, though. I'm a doctor, and I guarantee that nobody's ever gone to the emergency room and had such a great experience that now that's their new doctor, which is what a lot of you argue with me on. Like, what happens if they use my competitor? Well, if your competitor is running emergency plumbing service, odds are like 999 out of 1,000, they're not providing the best service at 2 a.m. It's just going to make the customer miss you. I promise. I've seen it too many times. Like, this isn't a theory. And you can choose to believe it or not. In fact, I'll throw this out there right now. If you're listening to this podcast right now and you're like, I don't believe that. I don't believe that actually works. You come to one of our paid coaching sessions for free. Come join us, hang out with us, and ask the other owners that have already gotten rid of it if it's working for them. And then you can be that person that's hard-headed and choose not to believe anything you see in life, or you can take the advice. I'm not going to convince you. I'll just let the proof speak for itself. Same with the results. Same with do options work? Same with all these things. You got to figure this stuff out. These are the processes you need to dial in. You need to see what works. You need to get on board with what you want in your company, and then you need to make it happen. Okay, you do that by putting in the work. That's how you do it. So step one is you got to create some processes. Number two, you got to have some vision casting. Like, people got to know where they're going. What are we building here? What are we doing? Are we just plumbing? Am I just going to be a plumber forever working for you? Are you building something? What are you about? You know, I had Ryan England on, I don't know, few episodes ago, Hire Better People Faster. It was a book that he wrote. Go download the book. I did. Great book. I got it on audio because I don't like to read, but you can read the book too if you're a reader. If you're listening to this, you're probably not a reader. Go download the audio book. But I listened to the book, great book, makes a lot of good points, but he also makes this one really good point right here. A lot of us cast vision, like, this is our company. We're, you know, we're about honesty, integrity. We're, you know, professional. We're all these, and we're building this and we're doing this, but what about the employee's vision? Like, what are you offering them for their goals, their dreams, their life, what they want? What do they want out of this? A quality place to work, a safe place to work, a better environment, better coworkers, nights and weekends at home with their family because you value their family. Do they want a family environment? Do they want a corporate environment? Do they want the ability to assimilate and get promoted? Do they want, what do they want? And show them how they can get that with you. Show them how by helping you build what you want, you're going to help them get what they want. That's casting vision that's more unique than just like, come on, guys, come join me in my mission and making me money and building my business and actually going out there and saying, hey, look, let's do this together. Like, we're a team. I value you. I value not only you and the skill set and the abilities you bring to help me get where I want to go, but I value you and what you desire and what you want out of life. This is done through one-on-ones and follow-ups and sitting down, not only just with your employee the day you hire them, but getting to know them and studying them and even and meeting back up with them and reviewing how they're doing, whether it be on a regular basis or a professional setting, but constantly giving that feedback, constantly letting them know, like, this is where we're going. This is where we're headed. This is what's going, this is how you fit into all that. You know, there's one employee I think of all the time that I was really worried about. I remember it's actually in Houston, Epic Plumbing. Her name's Heather. She was a CSR. Also, she did dispatch for them. And when we came in and started teaching all of our processes, we have a really unique way of dispatching and a very specific position that does it. And it was going to affect her. And without proper vision casting, what happened was there was a period of time where she was like, what's my role here now? I don't see how my role fits in. Now, with a crazy turn of events, they got the vision casted. They saw a fit. She actually moved to that other position and has absolutely killed it. She's one of my favorite stories. In fact, we have a lot of companies that'll go down and visit Epic Plumbing and they all talk about Heather. Oh, Heather's a rock star. Heather's a killer. She's so good. You know, we hear all this stuff, but it's what a missed opportunity if they lose her because they don't cast the right vision. Because they're just worried about filling seats and getting CSRs and do your job and make money and schedule right and get the stuff accurate. And number one, you've got to dial in the process. But number two, you've got to show your team how they're a part of the vision, how they're a part of not just your vision, but their vision is a part of your vision, meaning their dreams, their goals, their wants are a part, or they jive, they fit in, they go together. It's important. It's so important. It's impossible. Look, I guarantee, I think without even asking my team right now and not even having them right now, I could speak for a lot of them. I can tell you the reason why they're here, the reason why they work for the plumbing sales coach, the reason why we do what we do is because they're about what I'm about, and that's serving people. It, you know, Sonia does the video and editing, and she's got her skill set, audio talent, lighting, and if you're watching this on Spotify, she's the reason why this even looks half, you know, halfway decent. If you're listening to it, it's the reason why it sounds so good. But she's just using that skill and talent to serve people. So she got attracted to the vision of serving people. Brittany's the same way. For those that know Brittany, she's our owner concierge. Any of our owners that are in the program, they talk to her. She's about that. My sister Mary works here. In fact, if any of you have ever reached out for information about the program, she's who you'll talk to. Most of the time she'll be the one. Maybe you'll get me. Some of you have gotten me, but most of the time you'll get her. And she's about serving people. She's about that life. Okay. And I could go down the list. The guy that's coding the software is someone I've known for years, went to church with back in the day. The software team, they all about serving people. The other coaches in the program, the other owners that have now become, they're all about serving people. Everybody's about serving people. That's what we're about. Always be serving. Always be serving. That's who we are. That's what we do. Service over sales. Okay, this is what we're about. Process. We have a process for that. And then we have a vision that includes everybody. So number one, you got to have processes. You want to do the work, create processes for people to follow, and then get them motivated by showing them how their investment will pay off for them. What's in it for me? What's in it for me? Okay, this is an old thought that has been around forever when it comes to sales. Like, you literally in sales are casting a vision of how the solution will be a benefit to your problem. You're casting a job that will be a benefit to their problem. You're casting a career that will be a benefit to their, like, you see how this all ties together? It's just people serving people. It's just people relationship with people. It's just people interacting with people. It's people. That's the business we're in. That's the difference between a good plan and a bad plan. It's the people. It's not the plan. I mean, you get great people around a better plan, they'll do better. But the great people is the more important part of the equation than the plan. I can get 20 people together in a soccer field, and I guarantee you we can come up with a good game if they're good people. We'll have a good time, even if the game sucks. Okay, culture, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're building. That's what we're doing. Right now, we're talking about culture. It's powerful. It's important. It'll ruin you. It'll ruin you if you don't do this right. I can't tell you how many owners in my program have said we had to let our top performer go because of culture, and it was the best decision we ever made. And that's the third point I want to make today. Okay? You're building a team of people you're going to work with. A lot of you are trying to build an empire. You're trying to build a legacy. You're trying to build a long-term thing. Why not do it with people you want to live life with? Find good people. Be picky. Be picky. Good people. Go find good people. Give them a process to follow. Show them the vision. go find the right people, put them into that. And man, what happens is everybody starts to carry you forward. They start to move forward with you. You're not dragging anyone anymore. You're not carrying the load anymore. You're not running around trying to create positions for people. You're not running around trying to get people time off so that you go finish the job, because you're not doing that. You are creating an opportunity that people are coming in and they are working that opportunity, and they're excited to work that opportunity because they know what it leads to for them, and they know how to measure it because they know what they're doing for you. Those are KPIs and metrics. And then therefore we find great people, we put them on a team, we're all moving in one direction without any ill will, without any poor motive. And what we find is we have one of these companies that explodes, and everybody's like, man, they came out of nowhere. They're really growing. I think of Epic, I think of Mr. Drippy, I think of Advanced Plumbing, I think of Cornwell Plumbing. I think of so many different companies that I have watched just grow and start to explode. It took a year of some serious work, some serious foundation laying, and some serious groundwork. But man, once it clicks, and they start rolling. And we're seeing results. We just had a guy that just plumbed and sold and plumbed and did over $1 million worth of plumbing in 1 year, in his first year in the program. That's outrageous. $1 million, not a company. One tech. We see companies doing $60,000, $70,000 a week with four techs, five techs. It's crazy stuff. And more importantly, we're seeing these owners post reviews from their customers that are books and novels. So we know the customers love it. We've had companies in our program for 4-5 years, and their customers are raving about it because we promise to create a movement that produces raving fans. We do that through the experience and service we provide, as we provide service solutions in the industry of plumbing. See, plumbing is the last thing I mentioned. Plumbing is the least important thing in all this. Plumbing is just the reason you're out there. After that, it's all about the service and it's all about the experience. If you want to learn how to take your team to the next level, reach out to us. We'll do it. In fact, I'll give you a free training. I'll get you something. Like, this is remove all the barriers. We don't have contracts. We don't have any upfront fees. I'll make this easy on you. I hear so many people say, I was afraid to reach out because I didn't know how much it was going to cost. We'll work with you because I'm after the long-term relationship. I know if you get in our program, if I give you a free training or I just let you have some free access, it will impact you and you will make more revenue. You can invest that with us or someone else or whatever. But I promise you that once we start to establish that relationship, there's no turning back. You won't leave. And that's what I'm after, is a long-term relationship, not just a quick buck. So I'll help you for free. We'll do whatever we got to do to help you out. Go to theplumbingsalescoach.com, fill out a request form. We'll get in touch with you. No pressure. Or you can email us at info@theplumbingsalescoach.com. We'll get you information. We got a new software. I'm telling you, it's going to be a game changer. It's going to help you diagnose and value stack in the home. It's going to help you ensure that these processes, that they're running the calls the right way. This is the heart and soul of what we've been teaching technicians for the last 5 or 6 years, and now we've automated it with AI technology. You can get free trial. You can get free access. You can get, look, just removing the barriers. I'm the Chinese restaurant in the mall handing out free chicken, because I know that if I give enough away chicken, I know some of you will come to the counter because it's that good. And we all know that bourbon chicken's fire. Okay, listen, I love you guys. As always, go to email us, info@theplumbingsalescoach.com, or just go to the website, theplumbingsalescoach.com, and we will hook you up. We love you. And as always, remember, serve your community in everything, not just plumbing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Plumbing Sales Coach podcast. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and check us out on the web at theplumbingsalescoach.com.